Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
That's what happens here on Prime Time. And time again for tech contributor for the Straits Times, Wong Kai Yee, joining us here in the studio. Well, Kai, in the first, criminals have used artificial intelligence-based software to impersonate a chief executive's voice and demand a fraudulent transfer of 220,000 euros in March in what cybercrime experts have described as an unusual case of artificial intelligence being used in hacking. So how have criminals managed to pull up this audacious stunt?
This, when I was researching the story, when I was looking through the story, it really stood out to me, because I think this is one of the few instances where I've read that AI is being used for obviously very criminal purposes. I'm sure that there are many, many other examples of this, but this one stood out to me particularly because it actually went quite far before it was detected. So the CEO of a UK-based energy firm, he thought he was speaking on the phone with his boss, who in turn is the chief executive of the firm's German parent company. And this person on the line asked him to send some funds to a Hungarian supplier, right?
Cool.
So the caller, whoever this person was again, said the request was very urgent, and he directed this executive to pay within an hour, according to the company's insurance firm, Euler Hermes Group. And basically, the story goes on to say that the attackers called the company three more times. But after the second call, the executive began to get a bit suspicious. Like, why are these transfers going through? So he actually called his boss, and he realized that, well, wasn't even calling him at all.
So has the money been transferred?
Exactly. The money has been transferred. Oh. And the money is now lost in the ether somewhere, being routed through multiple bank accounts, and they have not been actually able to recover the money.
It's very scary. I was just telling Renard that in the US, when you're asked to press one or say one for an option when you're calling, that can be fraudulent too, because you never know who's recording you saying one.
Exactly.
Or three.
Exactly. That's right.
Or even when you pick up a call and there's no one on the other side, and you're just saying hello.
So they're actually
recording your voice.
And manipulating it in such a way. And I know of a company developing a software that can mimic our voices and the way we speak for future use. So we can just type in whatever we want to say, like what we're doing now, without having to speak.
That's really, it's
technology being put to bad use.
Very bad use indeed. And it's incredible. Like, we have gone from a period of, you know, not being able to do this to literally almost overnight. Like, small AI companies have been able to develop software to mimic your voice, and all we need is just a few words from you.
It's scary what's happening out there. We just have to be careful, and as our guest earlier said, AI needs to be governed. Anyway, another story developing, of course, in the U.S., the 50 attorneys generals of 50 states and territories in the U.S. announcing an antitrust investigation into Google, embarking on a wide-ranging review of the tech giants, and that Democrats and Republicans alike say may threaten, well, consumer competition, and will be bad for consumers. What do you think this investigation will cover?
I think, firstly, it's definitely going to be quite huge because, as you mentioned, Democrats and Republicans, this is a bipartisan issue. It spans the aisles of the U.S. Congress. And we would think that, you know, Democrats might be a little bit more aligned to the tech giants, but no, in fact, this presidential election...
They want the tech giants to be broken apart.
Exactly. That's even a more extreme view. And appearing on the steps of the Supreme Court, it's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He said that Google, quote, dominates all aspects of advertising on the internet, which is quite true. And searching on the internet, which is also true. He cautioned that despite his criticism, the states have actually only launched an investigation, and it's not a lawsuit, but let's see how that goes.
If there's smoke, there's fire.
If there is smoke, there is definitely fire, and this is a very big fire.
What are some of the concerns that the US lawmakers apparently seem to have?
I think it's just the wide scale that Google has across the internet, its grip on advertising across the internet. So Attorney, Texas Attorney General Paxton, he said, well, Google dominates the buyer side, the seller side, the auction side, and the video side with YouTube. So that's one of the examples he gave. Mm-hmm. So YouTube is dominating the video market here. And other attorneys general, they also raise additional complaints ranging from the way the company processes and ranks search results to the extent in which it may not fully protect users' personal information.
Mm.
So maybe people can pay to get their search results up in Google, or you know, just
which
basically
they can, or you can exactly pay to get bad publicity out of search engines or pushed down to
exactly
know, the last page.
Yeah, and you know, some people don't even know that's happening behind the scenes. Hmm. And I think there's a general sort of sentiment here that Google needs to either make its practices a bit more transparent, or you know, just basically not be so big.
Hmm. I think something similar happened with Microsoft, the antitrust case early last decade,
exactly,
right?
That's right.
When they had an issue as well,
Microsoft
with
again became too big.
Yeah,
and basically got fined. I can't remember. It was quite a big sum, actually, mm-hmm, a few billion dollars, in fact.
Okay,
and it seems like it's happening to Google now.
Just in time for this segment, Kai, your favorite segment for sure, Apple's a big announcement in the wee hours of yesterday morning. As in customary for this time of the year, the company announced plenty of new hardware, starting with its new iPhones. What new iPhones did Apple announce earlier today?
Yes, the new iPhones. Everyone's looking forward to those things. The next generation.
Are they really that new?
Go ahead. there we go. If it looks the same, is it new, right? So anyway, Apple has announced next generation iPhone. So this is the iPhone 11 for those keeping track or not.
Mm-hmm.
They've launched the 5.8-inch iPhone 11 Pro, mm-hmm, which basically confirms rumors about them using the Pro name on their phones, mm-hmm, for the first time. And they also have a larger 6.5-inch iPhone 11 Pro Max. Try saying that really quickly.
So wait, one more time. So iPhone 11, iPhone Pro, iPhone Pro Max.
Exactly. So we've got the iPhone 11, which is, quote unquote, the base model.
Right.
The iPhone 11 Pro, mm-hmm, and
the flagship model.
And take a breath, the iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Okay. The bigger flagship.
The bigger one, yes. So we've got small, medium, large.
But okay, let me get your thoughts on this, on the features inside the iPhone. I mean, they're all nice and cool for iPhone users because they probably have never used these features before. But
yes,
they're not really that new.
They aren't. But, I mean, we all know Apple is magical at, I'm using one of their words now.
At making you believe.
Making you believe
you
in the company's future. And I have to say that they're doing quite an amazing job of it, because if people are buying your products, hey, you must be doing something right. And looking at the specs now, they've got a new screen. It's a new OLED panel. Mm. It goes up to 1200 nits, which is a measure of brightness,
mm-hmm,
a 2,000,000:1 contrast ratio, which is actually pretty bright, brighter than even some TVs. And Apple claims this display is 15% more energy efficient than the previous generation. Apple is calling it a Super Retina XDR display, probably some fancy technology in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also got a new A13 Bionic chip, which Apple again says it's the fastest CPU and GPU ever
faster
in a smartphone.
Than computers, in fact.
Oh, probably.
They said.
Yeah, much faster than the Apollo moon landing computers, which is as far as I know. And so I guess, yeah, you're right. It's actually things that we've probably seen before on other phones. I mean, the Chinese phone makers are just going
ahead,
to town,
right?
On this whole camera business, mm-hmm, and Apple is also following suit. And we'll see what's what, because it seems to be that, you know, these multi-camera setups. So Apple has three cameras on the back of their phones now.
Ultra-wide camera. It's been around for 3 years, I think.
I mean, they've basically taken a GoPro, taken out the lens and stuck it on the back of their phone. Mm. I'm sure I'm simplifying
things. Which Huawei and Samsung already have, like, from 3 years ago.
Yes, so, exactly.
What fascinated me were the services they were offering, which I thought was the highlight, the Apple TV Plus and the Apple Arcade, which seems very unique.
Yeah, definitely. Apple TV, I think, was it a 1 year trial or something, mm-hmm, like that?
If you buy an iPhone, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I think Apple definitely has to move into content production or content distribution in this case, when their iPhone line has been sort of not stagnated, rating, but it hasn't been doing that well. So content, I mean, we've seen Disney come up with their own streaming service as well. This is the new avenue for revenue.
What about the other notable announcements, Kai? Any updates on the Apple Watch or even the MacBook line of computers?
So those looking forward to a new Apple Watch, yes, you're in luck again. Every year we seem to have a new Apple Watch, and this year is no different. It's the Watch Series 5 this time round.
Okay.
It's quite significantly different from the old one. You've got the standout feature on the Watch Series 5 is a always on display. So previously Apple Watch models, your display only could display the time when you turn your wrist, right? Brandon, I think you have one on your wrist right now.
Yeah.
So when you flick your wrist, the screen comes on, and then you can see the time. But Apple is using a new display. So it's a display whose name I can't pronounce. There's some chemicals here and there, but essentially it allows the watch to retain the same 18-hour battery life as the Series 4, but also keeps the always-on display.
On.
Yeah, always on. So
it actually might make me switch to wearing a smartwatch.
Well, that's if you can stomach the constant notifications, emails, WhatsApp.
But with
your
the
wrist.
Fall detection and the emergency call features of the new Series 5, I think it's something that would make me consider.
Exactly. Okay. And that's what Apple always has been iterating on their watches, because Android, or Wear OS rather, hasn't been really catching up in this respect, whereas Apple is iterating on it every year.
And relevant ones too.
Relevant and really useful features as well.
Well, what about the line of computers? Any updates on that one?
So no, we're not going to see the Macs yet, but we probably will see that maybe next month, I think. And also there's a new iPad here.
That's right. The cheaper version.
Seems like Apple is lowering its prices.
Even the iPhone 11 is a lot cheaper.
Yes, significantly cheaper.
$699, I think, is the starting price.
US dollars, right?
Yeah. I never actually thought I'd see this date. Apple is reducing prices.
They don't have a choice. There's no appetite for a $1,000 smartphone these days.
Okay, before Lego, Kai, any tech tidbit you have for us today?
Yes, Bernard. So everyone uses Twitter. We all use Twitter here in the office to spread, to broadcast our news. Did you know that Twitter could have actually been called Friend Stalker instead? I mean, that's fantastic, right?
Wow.
That's essentially what it is, isn't it?
That's true, in the early days, at the very least.
Friend Stalker, I think that name was very quickly shot down for obvious reasons.
Okay, Zubi, thank you very much. Kai, our Straits Times correspondent from Tech Contributor right here on Tech Talk.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.